content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, my beautiful America. I'm Eden Gordon Hill, and you are here at the Power Hour. If you are tuning in, I love seeing your faces. Thank you so much for being here. It is, you know what we're going to call this? This is Feel Good Friday today, you guys. You know why? We are bringing to the show a ton of great guests that you may have heard of. You may have, you know, heard here and there in the news cycle. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. We're just going to break it down for you guys. We have a very special guest coming to the show just in the next few minutes. We have actress and former cover girl, Jennifer O'Neill. For all of you guys out there, you know, during the 70s and 80s and 90s, she was in all of you. She was, her first movie was with John Wayne. Yes, absolutely. I know. Isn't that cool? Well, she is going to be in the new movie on Reagan coming out August 30th. She plays Nell Reagan, Ronald Reagan's mother. So she's going to be joining us here. And for all of you who are veterans, who are veteran spouses, hey, she was a veteran spouse, and she has an equine therapy area in her area of Tennessee that works with first responders, that works with veterans, that works with the spouses. She is a phenomenal lady. I'm so excited to have her here at the show. She's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. Also, you know, if you have not done so yet, and if you are, you know, scrolling your social media feeds, if you're looking at Facebook, looking at Instagram, or wherever you go, wherever you want to hang out, there are a lot of different trailers on the new movie Reagan featuring Dennis Quaid, and I believe you have John Voight is also in the movie. You guys, they've been working on this movie for a really long time, and I hope that you will go and pick up tickets. I believe it's Reagan.movie. You can go get tickets and go check it out. But wait until you hear Jennifer O'Neill. She's going to talk about how she met the president, Ronald Reagan. She's going to talk about what it was like for her during that time period. And, you know, even now as she plays Ronald Reagan's mother and the person of faith that she was and how she raised, as a single mom, raised the 40th president of the United States. You guys, this is going to be great. Also, we have Cheryl Chumley coming to the show. She is a Washington Times opinion editor and also Bold and Blunt podcast host. And, okay, she is a, she writes nonstop. She has two books coming out, one at the end of this month, her first fiction book called Chloe. And also, she has another book coming out in January. I mean, she is just, she writes nonstop, but she has such powerful content. So we'll talk with her a little bit, not necessarily about the books, but we're going to talk about more military service and what it means to serve in the United States military. She went from combat boots to writing by lines for the Washington Times. She has a phenomenal story under National Religious Broadcasters, so I hope you guys may go check it out, in addition to all of her podcasts, in addition to all the great things that she's doing. Also, we have coming to the show two of my favorite, everybody's my favorite author. Okay, I have to admit that. Everybody, I have authors all over the place at WMAL, All American Book Club. You guys can check me out every Saturday. I am over there having a blast doing a bunch of different authors. We have so many coming to the show from Great American Pure Flicks. Have you guys checked out Great American Pure Flicks? They are the new Hallmark, but you know what? They bring faith and family and God to your TVs, to your kitchen table, and they don't impose a social agenda. They are all about faith and family. Great American Pure Flicks. If you have not done so yet, make sure you download their app. It's cheaper than having Spectrum or Dish or anything else. And they have such amazing movies for the fall, for Christmas. They have all these family movies that you can sit down with your kids and your grandkids and check out. Like I told you, it's Feel Good Friday, you guys. It's Feel Good Friday. So I'm just bringing a bunch of warm and fuzzies to you because you know what? I just sat through 20-some different tornado warnings in the great state of North Carolina yesterday. I was awake at 3 a.m. with my phone going off to all of these emergency alerts, had no sleep, walking zombie, and still worked and still put out shows. So you know what? I'm coming to you with the warm, you know, warm getting ready for fall, that intimate feeling, gathering around the fireplace, talking to family, talking to friends. Hey, community is important, you guys. You know that, right? So anyway, we have a jam-packed schedule for you guys. Also, on the second half of the show, for more books for your Kindle, hey, get your Kindle out or get your notepad out or get your laptop out and hop onto Amazon and order these books. We have Kimberly Woodhouse joining the show, and she is not only one of the best-selling authors I've ever met, she is a very dear friend of mine, and she's going to talk to us about her Alaskan cybersecurity series. It is a suspense series, and she's also going to be talking about all of her historical books that she's writing, and she's going to be talking about all of her trips, and she's going to be talking about the brand new books coming out in the fall. We have a long list of things that we're going to be talking about, Kimberly. And then finally, I know, oh my gosh, how are we going to get this all done in 2 hours? Well, I'm working towards doing that for you guys. We also have a gentleman for the first time to the show, first time I've interviewed him, and he is just a delight, and he has a ministry in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So for all of those who are in Tennessee, we have Robert J. Morgan coming to the show, and he has a book out called What If? There's a lot more to it. It's definitely a faith book. It's definitely everything that's happening in our culture, in our society today. It's definitely focusing in on a lot of what is happening in our nation's backyard. How do we handle all of the uncertainty, all the questions? How do we handle what we saw this week with, you know, Kamala picking, what's his name? And everybody was like, who? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, who is this person? And now this person is all over. I'm not even going to name his name. It's not even worth it because of how he turned his back on Iraq and how he turned his back on his constituency in the state of Minnesota and watched it burn. I mean, you know, we will talk a little bit about that with Cheryl Chumley just because of her service. But, you know, that, yeah, we need to zero back in on the faith component and talk about some of these faith books and Feel Good Friday to give us some hope with all the news headlines. I know that you guys have been bombarded with this whole week, but I'm kind of curious where you get a lot of your news sources. And I want to encourage you to not get them from legacy media. Yes, I want to give you your list of places to get legit truth-telling, fact-finding media sources. Obviously here at thepowerhour.com, I know there's been a lot of guest hosting, and I am glad to be here with you guys for another week guest hosting, bringing a lot of Feel Good Fridays to you, not just the political commentary, but just really talking about the truth and how the truth does set us free. And, you know, I want to give you a list. So get your notepad ready because we're going to be writing down a list of everything that is good news sourcing. Okay, that's where we're going to go with it. So, okay, we got thepowerhour.com. Go to number two, 9:90 a.m. Philadelphia. We have Chris DeGaulle. Number three, WMAL, 105.9 FM in our nation's capital. We have Larry O'Connor. We have Chris Plant. And we have the whole gang, including my show. Three great sources. Number four, Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. And number five, Epoch Times as well. And I hear that we have Jennifer O'Neill, who has joined the conversation here at the Power Hour. Jennifer, are you there? Okay. She's joined, but she's just getting connected. So let me read a little bit as we transition over to Jennifer joining the show. Let me read just a little bit about Reagan and the movie that's coming out. So if you guys have not done so yet, I want you to go over and check out the Honestly, all the trailers, there are so many great trailers. So this is what I want you guys to do. I'm going to give you a little bit of background on Jennifer O'Neill. So the movie is Reagan, obviously. Go to www.reagan.movie. This is going to be released in theaters nationwide on August 30th, 2024. Jennifer O'Neill, like I mentioned, is a cast member in the new movie Reagan, and she will be playing Nell Reagan, Ronald Reagan's mother. The genre, it is a historical biopic from dusty small town roots in Dixon, Illinois, to the glitter of Hollywood, and then on to commanding the world stage Ronald Reagan in a cinematic.
Now we got Eden.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Can you see me?
I can see you. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I can. Her voice is low. It's hard to hear. Can you say something, Eden, so I can be sure I can hear you?
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Merv. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's very, very low.
Hold on a second.
Okay. For all those who are tuning in to the Power Hour, Jennifer O'Neill, the actress in Reagan, the new movie coming out August 30th, is on the line, and she's getting connected, and she looks fabulous as ever. And just a little bit about her. Former cover girl, and now in the new movie Reagan, but she has a phenomenal background of serving our veterans, our first responders. Also, we can talk about saving the babies all day, ladies and gentlemen. She has a phenomenal testimony when it comes to truth, when it comes to biblical standards. And like I told you, it's Feel Good Friday, you guys. Jennifer, can you hear us?
You're a little low, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Sorry. No, you're good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'd love for you to share a little bit about your role in the new movie, Reagan.
It's wild how it happened. It was a God tapestry moment. About 15 years ago, I was doing a movie with the producer of Reagan, and he said, I'm going to make a movie about Reagan someday, and I want you to play his mother. And I said, okay. And then during COVID, they started shooting with Dennis Quaid as Reagan. He's brilliant in it. And I play Nellie, his mother, in a scene. She had such an effect on him growing up. And this movie, what's wonderful for the audience is that, first of all, it's entertaining. It's correct. It's truthful. It shows the story of a man from the beginning and how he grew up and became the 40th president of the United States with the character and ethics and values that were instilled in him by his mother. In fact, his dad had an alcohol problem. So she was kind of at the head of the table with both her boys. She was a disciple. She called herself of Jesus Christ and instilled the word of God into this young boy who turned into our president during a Cold War, changed the world. And it's going to be educational, but it's entertaining. And I don't think our youth know who Reagan is. We all need to be reminded of who he was and what impact he had on the world, and gave all the glory to God. Had a beautiful marriage with Nancy, so that you see a positive relationship, lifelong and supportive. It's just an amazing, realistic movie. Everybody needs to see it and get inspired and pumped up about it.
So tell me, when was the first time? I know you said you mentioned you met President Reagan. When was that?
Oh, this is fun. This is a fun story. Because when I was playing his mother, my mother had a big effect on me. My dad was a hero in World War II, met my mother in London and married her. She was English and instilled how to speak properly, how to eat properly, all those things that parents can do and moms can do, and had an effect on me. And she said, you know, this is how you have to do this. And whether you use it or not is going to be your choice in life, but I want you to be prepared. So I remember being invited to the White House for a dinner, and I was so excited. I called my mom afterwards and I said, Mom, thank you. I knew which fork to use because there are about 16 forks on each side. I actually have a little picture here of, oh. I don't know if you can see it, of
yes.
Nancy Reagan and me.
Oh, my God.
So I was a fan of Reagan from get-go. I grew up with Victory at Sea on TV with my dad. I love the military. I love our heroes. And he was a hero to me. So I was honored to be even a little part of this movie.
Oh, I love it. Talk to us a little bit. I told the audience at the top of the show how you have worked and helped first responders and veterans. Talk to us about what you were doing. Oh.
Thank you very much. I had a passion. I have three passions: pro-life, horses, and the military. And I get to do a lot of work on the pro-life side that God has blessed me with. And then what I do at my farm, 15 minutes outside of Nashville, I started working at 15 to buy a horse. And I bred horses for 40 years, showed the A circuit, hunters and jumpers and all. And I moved to the farm with my husband. And I was 63 at the time. I'm 76 now. And I didn't want to show anymore because I didn't bounce when I jumped the horses that well. So I thought, God, what am I going to do with this passion with horses and passion for the military and our heroes? Boom. So we've done equine therapy for our first responders in our military. We've served over 4,000 since 2010 and their families, mm-hmm. because the trickle-down effect of PTSD or whatever issues they're dealing with, integrating back into the private sector when they put their lives down for our safeties and our freedoms.
Yes.
That were... I'm sorry, I get so excited and angry about the fact that this country is so divided at this point, mm-hmm. and our freedoms and the things that people have put their lives down for so long to protect, we're letting them slip through our fingers. So mm-hmm. that's why the Reagan movie, the timing is perfect. It's God's mm-hmm. will to show a virtuous and strong man at the head of his country. So I'm talking and I'm mumbling, but please go out and vote. Please stand up for our heroes. And everyone in the private sector has to step forward and do what they can for our first responders and our military, because they are protecting America, and we have to stand up and speak for our country.
Absolutely. I also want to talk a little bit about your pro-life story as well. I
yes.
had been watching interviews of what you've done over the years, and I was so taken aback. And I don't think many of those who have gone through what your story lends itself to really feel available. They feel shame. They're afraid to talk about it. But you talked about it.
Well, It's in the economy of God, Romans 8:28, he uses all things for good. And I didn't come to my faith in Christ until I was 38 years old. And I became pregnant with my fiance at the time. And that's why God says, wait until you're married. Yeah. And he just, I was a victim in a way, but I didn't feel like a victim. I felt I failed this child because I was already a mom. And I was forced into this abortion that I had right at the time when abortion was legal. Everyone was saying it's just a blob of tissue. It's a cluster of cells. I was uneducated. I didn't know God's word on abortion. And I folded and I hated myself. Abortion is about education, too. We've been sold a bill of goods that women have a right to their own body.
Yeah.
This is a child's body. We were all in the womb at one point, and we have to know the truth. And with the advent of the ultrasound, and people can go and see the humanity of the baby they're carrying, mm-hmm. over 90% of women change their mind who are abortion-minded. So be educated about it. The aftermath of abortion isn't just the loss of our incredible life, this child, but the aftermath affects our family, the mothers, the higher rates of cancer, higher rates of alcoholism and inability to deal with their own family, the shame. There are women that I don't understand it, that aren't affected that way. So I don't say it's across the board, but the statistics show that abortion hurts women as well as the child. Mm-hmm. And if you know the truth, there are so many beautiful pregnancy centers out there that support an unplanned pregnancy all the way through the pregnancy and afterwards. And so please look at your options. Please have an ultrasound. Don't think this is a blob of tissue or a cluster of cells. Don't buy into the lie. And there's help for you if you find yourself pregnant and not expecting that. And also, adoption is an incredible option.
Yes.
And there are more people waiting for babies than so please educate yourself about it. I would never want anyone to go through what I went through and the shame and the guilt. But if you know the truth, look, let me just say this too. If you've had an abortion and you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, he died on the cross for all of our sins, including abortion. So there's hope and healing. Yes. For abortion. You can become a billboard for the truth. Own what you have, give it, put it at the foot of the cross, and become a voice for life and a voice for our children.
Mm, amen. Well said. Well said. You want to stay? I'm like, you want to stay? I know you have more interviews to do. But I, one thing I wanted to say to you is I have watched you for so long and seeing how God has just worked in your life and everything that you have been doing, from fighting for the lives of the unborn to fighting for our veterans and now speaking truth through this Reagan movie. Talk a little bit about your on-screen work with Dennis Quaid and how you play Nell Reagan and the woman of faith that she was.
She. First of all, Dennis Quaid is brilliant in this and was a joy to work with. I have one scene. he had two women in his life. He had his mother, who he really listened to. And the scene is very important because it was when he was going through a divorce and he was very down. And she basically lifts him up and tells him to listen to that small whisper voice. And that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And she advised him and he healed and he became the 40th president. And she's she was always an advisor to him. Mm-hmm. She told her mother that she was determined to be a disciple of Jesus Christ in her life. She did plays, so I think she gave him the acting bug a little bit. But she instilled the word of God, the values that you could see so clearly in his character, and then was supported by his wife, Nancy Reagan, in such a beautiful relationship they had. So those two women had a lot of effect on that great man. So the movie portrays him from when he was a little boy. So it's not just when he was president. How did he become that? How did he find his character? And the influence of his mother, Nellie, was a huge factor in that. That's why I was so honored to have a little part in this movie and the making of a great man. And we need that again. We have to be reminded in our history. When our children are in college and they're burning flags and they're rioting and doing all of this, they're not educated in where this country has come from and what it means to be an American and what's at stake right now, our freedoms and our protections and our policemen and our firefighters and all these people that serve us are being dishonored. And it's a travesty. So this movie may inspire you. Take your friends, take your family, show your kids, and get inspired yourself again to speak up, especially if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord. It's our time, church, to speak up and be heard. Yes. Not allow what's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, the revival. I mean, everybody talks about the revival.
We need to speak up because we have the truth in us. And the Holy Spirit, it says in the word of God that he will give us the words to say. It's not in a critical manner, but it's in a firm. When you stand on the truth, it's not our truth. It's God's truth. And he is the yardstick to everything. Every problem you have can be answered in the word of God, including what's going on with this country. So we've got to stand up and be the bride of Jesus Christ that he's waiting for.
Amen. It's our Esther moment, like we talked about earlier. It is for such a time as this.
Yes, absolutely.
I am
We're here for a reason.
Yes.
We're here and for a purpose. And every single one of us has a purpose. God instilled in us from before the foundation of time. So just look for it in his word. Say you're available and he'll use you.
Amen. Well, I want to make sure everybody who's tuning in here to the Power Hour that you go see Jennifer O'Neill, you go see Dennis Quaid, you go see John Voight and the Reagan movie coming out August the 30th. The trailers are out there. Go check it out. Go get your tickets now. Let's re-educate our country on patriotism, on faith, and let's educate the future generations on what this country truly has been founded upon.
Amen. Well said. And thank you for what you do. It's so important to be reminded about the truth and the importance of at this moment, what we can do.
Mm. Thank you, Jennifer. You are a blessing to me today. Thank you for being with me for two interviews.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You are dynamite. Thank you. Well,
I look forward to seeing you soon, and many blessings to you and your family. And I will be in touch because I have more things for us to do together, sister.
All right. Excellent. I can't wait.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you. And you are being blessed, and you are a blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. For all of those who are tuning in here at the Power Hour, that was Jennifer O'Neill. She is the actress in the new movie, Reagan, that is coming out. And I tell you what, you guys, she is just such a blessing. I hope you guys go out and check out the new movie that's coming out. I'll say enough about that for right now. There is something I meant to do at the top of the show, and I'm going to do it before we go to our break. I would love to wish Catherine a happy birthday. I'm sure she's 29 yet again. I know what it's like to be 29 every year. So I want to wish her and her family just many blessings. And I'm so thankful for her friendship. It's because of her friendship and the working relationship we've had over the past couple years that I get to sit here and guest host with you guys every Friday. Feel Good Friday, as we've penned it. And I'm so thankful for her leadership and what she does for you guys. You have no idea all the behind-the-scenes work that Catherine puts out day in and day out to carry on the legacy that originally started the show, The Power Hour. So I just want to send out a lot of love, a lot of blessings, a lot of celebration, and we are just so grateful for you to lead us here at The Power Hour. So also, we have coming up right after the break, we have Cheryl Chumley, and I just want to give you a little snippet. I know I talked about her earlier. She's a friend of mine, and I also just love her books, and I'm just so honored that she gets to come here and talk to us about, a lot of things that are happening in our nation's politics. But I want to send you over to an article written by National Religious Broadcasters. Go to nrb.org, and the article is called, here we go, I love this article. It's for Military Appreciation Month. And you know what? It's come and gone. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Eden Gordon Hill, and it is Friday, August the 9th, and we're doing a feel-good Friday, you guys. But I thought I'd slip in a little bit of political commentary. But before I do that, we got cut off as I was talking about Military Appreciation Month. Military Appreciation Month, yeah, it's May, but every day 365 is Military Appreciation Month. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is Cheryl Chumley with the Washington Times online opinion editor and Bold and Blunt podcast host is joining us now. She is here and via Skype. Thank you, Cheryl. And what I love about Cheryl is she served. She served in the Army and the Air Guard. And I think, did I get the National Guard as well? Right.
Yes.
Air Guard. Okay. So she has a phenomenal story that was written about her on nrb.org, like I was mentioning earlier. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about her amazing service to this nation and then how she ended up working at the Washington Times, that whole piece there and just the power of service. Obviously, there is this threat of service. We talked about Reagan and his service. We talked about veterans and their service. And now we're talking about her service to this nation as she serves in our nation's capital inside the Beltway. And I call her the Inside Beltway Insider. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Eden, it's so great to be with you. Always great to chat with you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So I love the story that was written back in May about you. by NRB, talking about how you served this nation, and then it really led you into your journalism career and your work at the Washington Times. Can you kind of just give our audience a snapshot of how that was for you from one point to the next, the transition piece?
Well, it's all about love of country, right? So I did serve in the active army, and then when I got out of the army, I was in active Air Guard as well. And journalism, writing, history has always been part and parcel of my passions. And so I ended up getting back into journalism through radio and then into print journalism and so forth. And as the years went by, I got my dream job now at the Washington Times, but it's all about the Christian conservative roots of America and founding fathers' intent for this country, which is to keep God at the helm and then the Constitution bringing us a limited government right below that. And whether it's military members or people battling out in the press, it's the same theme for me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's obvious. I mean, in your writings, for those who have not subscribed yet to our podcast, you need to do so. But as you are putting out so many different aspects of what is happening at the forefront, you just got back from the RNC convention. You're about to head to the DNC convention. And, you know, you covering the landscape of this country right now. And, you know, so many people feel so uncertain. You know, you look in your backyards. Do you want to go into downtown Washington, D.C. and go to the museums? No, because there's so much crime. But D.C. has so much to offer. It still should be that shining city on a hill. All of that to say, as you are covering the landscape as we head into election 2024, not to generalize this question, but really, what are you feeling? And what are you really wanting to share with the American people through your writing as we head into one of the most pinnacle parts of our history?
So what I'm feeling is that since the coronavirus and the end of the coronavirus crazy in this nation, that many, many in this nation who were content to sit out the political battles have gotten involved. And under Joe Biden, this administration, I see that conservatives and Christians and those who love this country and are worried about the fate of this country are more willing and bolder to stand up and fight for it. So I see some optimism coming from our side that we're no longer willing to just sit and let somebody else take up the fight. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. And, you know, my one message would be the same message that I've been drumming for years now. The future liberty of America does not lie with the political realm. It lies completely in the ability of Americans to get back to church, get back to biblical truth, to teach their children biblical truth, and to fill the churches again. Because this country was founded on the idea of God-given individual liberties. And if you remove God from that equation, which is what we have in essence done the last few years, then that creates a void for government to step in. And that's what's going on in America right now. The big fight is to put God back in control in America.
Do you think the evangelical vote is going to, if you will, be shooken up, wake up a little bit? Because looking at data from 2020, it's as though the evangelicals were just, you know, sitting in the pews, but not really taking action. You know, kind of, as I say, get off your tuchus and do something. And it just didn't seem like that, and I'm not just saying the feeling of it or the seeming of it, you know, the data is showing that that's what happened. So, you know, going forward, we have how many days left until Election Day, and early voting's already started in some states. So what do we say to activate the vote, whether it's the evangelical voter or whether it's you going out into the community and that whole community piece of leaning into that community, not leaning on government, but leaning into the community to take a more active role? What do you say to that?
So historically speaking, not just in recent elections, but historically speaking for decades now, only about 30% of the Christian community, the evangelical community have voted, give or take a few, right? And there have been some anomalies along the way. But that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. I have a very harsh message for those in the Christian community, those of faith who still refuse to vote because they don't like the candidates or they don't like how Trump speaks or whatever the reason is. That's the reason America is facing these dark times right now, because if those who know best about the founding exceptionalism and roots of America, the idea of God-given liberties and rights, refuse to vote and refuse to put their Christian views into the political structure and model, then that's the whole reason America is falling to these demonic dark forces. Can't claim to be a Christian and I live in this world but not of this world and sit on the sidelines and let the voting go forth from those who don't believe in God and expect anything but government to turn down this atheist secular path, dark path that we're treading right now. It's the Christian community that needs to vote 100%. That's the standard. That's the goal. Anything shy of that really is unacceptable.
So let me ask you this, and I've heard different commentary from our mutual friend, Chris DeGaul. I've heard it from some other conservative radio outlets. And, you know, Chris is not going to put something out there that's not factual. But my question is, we just saw Vice President Harris announced her running mate in Philadelphia. And the thing that's concerning is, were those people actually there to support that ticket? I'm hearing rumors that, you know, they were paid. I'm hearing rumors that people were paid to go to be there. And, you know, you see the lack of communication that she has with the press right now. You being a member of the press, those two aspects, there's just so much of a facade here. And I just feel like every time we look at her, it's like we are being lied to in so many different aspects. So I guess my bigger question is, do you feel like she is denying, you know, the press by speaking, having an official press conference? And do you also think what we saw in Philadelphia was actually truth, or was it just another exhibit of a show?
So to answer your second question first, okay, yeah. I don't know specific to that, right, because I haven't looked into it myself. But I can tell you firsthand experience, I've spent 20, 30 years in journalism, and I spent many of those years on the local level covering local politics. Mm-hmm. There's one particular county that I covered for a couple of years where the left in that county, radical environmentalists, regularly sent paid people to the zoning and planning meetings, the board of supervisors meetings, and all those local meetings to pretend to act as a voice to stop growth in that community, to be the voice of the community. And so it created this sort of atmosphere like they were speaking for everybody when really they were paid organizers. And so the Democrats, of course, are very clever at doing this. You look at George Soros' infiltration of money in local protests and so forth. Not him particularly, but he has so many umbrella organizations. You can trace the money to that. Look at the paid organizers on college campuses to do the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protests over the last few months. And they're gearing up to do more. So this is a design of the left. And I would not be surprised to find out that Kamala Harris's rallies were stocked with such people. And as far as your first question goes about Kamala Harris avoiding the press, well, of course she is, right? Because first of all, this is a woman with a serious unlikability factor among the American people. And second, this is also a woman who really doesn't have the mental chops to face the fire of serious journalist questions or serious pushback from the audience. So the Democrat Party has been very successful shielding Joe Biden for 3+. Actually, you can go back before his White House term, his whole campaign from the press. Right. It worked for them, and they see it working again with this presidential hopeful.
You know, my dear friend at News Nation, you guys don't kill me for saying News Nation, okay, but we both worked at Fox News together a long time ago, and she did a great piece where she talked to the young college students and this upcoming generation who get to vote in this upcoming election, and she was talking about the social media aspect, And it's like a repeat of what Obama did. And now they're doing it with Kamala and the guy from Minnesota is what, who I call him. I don't really even give him a name. But with that said, what are your thoughts on the whole social media aspect? I mean, she did a great piece where she had one that was independent, one that was Republican, and one was Democrat. And the Democrat, young Democrat, said she just loves the fact that Kamala represents a color and a gender. Republican said, what policy has she done? And then the other one said, I'm a school teacher and all I see is Kamala on social media. And I feel like I see you and I both now see all this social media push, but they're really targeting this new generation, if you will, of new voters. What are, do you think that's going to have an impact on the election where everybody just goes to social media for their news sourcing? And I even said that at the top of the show. I said, you need to be going to legitimate news sources, not your social media feeds, just to remind, no matter how old you are. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, social media definitely is going to have an impact on this election, just as it's had an impact on previous recent elections, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody knows that otherwise Elon Musk wouldn't be facing such fire from the left, right? Because he has opened the doors for all kinds of viewpoints on his X platform now. And really, the bigger danger here, not so much social media, but the bigger danger points to the dumbing down of our youthful generations in the public school system and continuing into places of higher learning where they are treated to the propaganda rants of far leftist professors. So, you know, that whole idea of the public school system in America fostering critical thinking and common sense and proper historical truths and teaching the all-important civics and studies about the Constitution, all those days are gone, and we're bringing forward this new class of sheep that only have attention spans to look at their X feed or their social media feed or Instagram and then draw a conclusion and repeat like a parrot going forth what the Democrats want put out.
Oh, I love it. I love what you just said. You nailed it. Okay, next question. I feel like I'm just doing this bolt and lightning round with you, but you're just a wealth of information. For all those who are just tuning in to the Power Hour, I'm Eden Gordon Hill, and we're doing Feel Good Fridays, but we are sitting down here with Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. She brings a wealth of information, and one thing I wanted to ask her was she has served our nation, and I wanted to find out from you, what are your just initial thoughts on the man from Minnesota who's claiming he's her running mate for Harris? And, you know, it's all over the news. They're talking about his lack of service. He's turned his back on Afghanistan or on Iraq. He turned his back on his fellow soldiers. What are your thoughts on this whole scenario? Have you heard anything different? And, you know, what does that do for you personally, having served? And what do you say, you know, if they get elected, God forbid they get elected, is he going to turn his back? I'm saying he's going to turn his back on our active duty and our veterans. That's what my biggest concern is.
Well, to go to that last point you made, I think he sort of already has, right? If you look at the timing of his exit from his, what was it, 24 years of National Guard service.
Yes.
It came just as his unit was about to be deployed to Iraq. He got a heads up. There were whispers about the deployment. And that's when he decides to exit stage right, his National Guard service, and run for Congress. So that's a curious bit of timing. What also is curious to me is the other day when it was revealed in context of discussing gun control, he talked about the weapons he carried during war. He didn't say during wartime or when his unit was at war or anything like that. He said that he personally carried them during war. And that's a false statement because he was never in war. So taken together along with what you hear and read about some of the his former National Guard colleagues, people he served with, who said that he has all along used his service to advance his political agendas, but he's done so in a way that's not completely truthful to what he actually did during service. Those are all concerns. And yeah, I see him, if Kamala wins, he's going to be one of those Democrats who just tosses the military under the bus. He's not going to be America first type with the military.
Right, exactly. That's my biggest concern. So for all those who are tuning in here at the Power Hour, get out and vote. I mean, we've got to get Trump reelected, and the time is now for such a time as this. So as we are headed into the final aspect of the segment with Cheryl Chumley, I would love to talk with you just briefly. We're going to tee up for next week when you join us for Feel Good Fridays and talk about your brand new books coming out. I didn't say book. I said books, plural. I mean, she just is a writing madhouse right now with all of her books that she's working on. If you would love, I would love for you to share a little bit about the new book that's coming out at the end of this month, and then also talk about, which is your first fiction book, and then also talk about the one that's coming out at the beginning of the year.
So the one that's coming in January is nonfiction. It's called God Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths. It is what the title says. Christians need to wake up and fight harder. And the one that's coming out this month, Chloe, is my first fiction, as you said. And I really, it's about God's grace. It's how God saves those with really dark pasts. And it's a concern of mine that the church isn't doing enough to welcome those with serious issues in their lives. And I think that's where we as Christians need to focus our fight.
Yes, absolutely. And when we, so next week, for all of those who are tuning in, we will be bringing Cheryl Chumley back to talk at a greater level about Chloe. And it's a 5-book series, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Go.
And I was blessed enough to have an advanced reader's copy. And as I've shared with my other audience at WMAL, it was hard to put down. And it was a quick read for me. Well, Cheryl, you know, I have to read it like a book a day. But with that, I mean, it was just a phenomenal, inspiring book of redemption. And one thing we all know is we need that constant mercy, that constant grace, and that constant redemption from God. So I am so thankful for you. Thank you for hopping over with me on Feel Good Friday here at the Power Hour. Where can people find you? And do you have any new Bold and Blunt podcasts coming out?
I have a Bold and Blunt podcast at WashingtonTimes.com or wherever podcasts are available right now. It's about a woman who had to fight 7 years against the government for the right to braid hair for a living. Amazing story for America the Free, right? And wow. You can find me at WashingtonTimes.com every day. Thank you, Eden.
Absolutely. Cheryl Chumley, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for being here at the Power Hour.
God bless. Thank you.
You too. So for all of those who are tuning in here at the Power Hour, we have just about 10 minutes left until we hop over to our next segment. And I wanted just to see if you guys would like to call in, if there's anybody that would like to call in. We did some call-ins last week. We had some very interesting conversations. But if you are interested in wanting to call in, we have about 3 minutes until we head into our next segment. I am so glad that I get to be here with you guys on Feel Good Friday. I'm Eden Gordon-Hill. And also, can I point you in the direction to go over and join me tomorrow morning as well? We have a very power-packed episode with an Entertainment Tonight reporter who's going to be joining us for at All American Book Club. It's called All the Green, brand new book that just came out. Interviews including Mark Wahlberg and Stephen Baldwin and so many great people who are wanting to impact the culture in Hollywood. I know. How do you impact Hollywood? Well, you saw it with Jennifer O'Neill and what they're doing with the new Reagan movie coming out at the end of August. But you also are seeing it as all of these stars, these actors and actresses and great talent are going to Great American Pure Flicks. They are going to the screen and wanting to impact the culture and impact our families for the good, which is, I'm so excited. I am just like thrilled beyond pieces. And for all of those who are tuning in who have kids or have grandkids or who babysit or who are guardians over children, there is a great new season called Shadrach on Great American Pure Flicks. And I want to encourage you guys to go check it out. I jumped over there and Livy, who is the main actress, is going to be coming to my show at All American Book Club here in a couple weeks. But it is a beautiful season and mini series, if you will, called Shadrach, A Great American Pure Flix. And it talks all about your faith, but it also talks about the love of animals. It talks about family. It talks about the trials and losses of things. It talks about redemption, just like Cheryl and I were just talking about. So I want to encourage you guys, if you have not done so yet, go over and check out the series. There's four right now that have dropped. I believe there's a couple more coming out as well. So I want to thank you guys so much for welcoming me back for another week here at thepowerhour.com. I want to thank you for the audience and the support. I know you guys have guest hosts every week, and you have your preferences, and you love talking about politics, and you love talking about conspiracy, and you love talking about what's happening in the election. Well, we're going to bring it all to you guys. So we will be back here in just a few minutes. And I'm so thankful that we get to bring over to the show Kimberly Woodhouse. She is our next guest. She is a best-selling author. And if you have not done so yet, go Google her, please. She has phenomenal books. I cannot put any of them down. I've endorsed her books, written endorsements for her books. And she's asked me to help her write her new book coming out. And I'm so excited. So, you guys, I cannot wait for you to meet Kimberly Woodhouse.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals,